to On the Shelf episode number 52 of
Brutal Battle. And we went to a different liquor store this time, one we haven't been to in a little bit, and they have a pretty good selection. Actually, a better selection than where we had been going. The only thing that kind of sucks is they don't have a large enough selection of singles, in my opinion. The one place we were going to, like, you could get a single of anything there, no matter what. This one, they just have a designated area for singles, unfortunately. But we did buy a 4-pack and then some singles, and I think it's going to be some interesting stuff in the coming episodes and this one. So for this one, we picked two very different beers.
Mm-hmm.
I picked one of them out from what we got, and you picked one of them out. So we're going to start with the one that Rebecca picked. So did you want to introduce?
It is by Von Trapp Brewing. And it is their Dunkel Dark Lager.
Yeah, where are they out of?
Stowe?
Stowe, S-T-O-W-E?
Yeah.
Is that
Vermont?
Yeah. Okay, got it.
It's in a 12-ounce can. I'm trying to find the AB, 5.7.
So, Jason, who works at the place we went to, Friendship, I think it's just called Friendship Liquors, or Friendship Liquors and Wine, maybe?
Well, I think it's Wine and Liquors.
Wine and Liquors, either way. But shout out to Jason, who we talked to there, who's their beer guy. He was saying that Von Trapp is the closest you can get to German brewed beer in the United States. I know we've had one Von Trapp before.
And we really liked it.
Did we? I don't remember how we felt about it, but I guess it's something I could look up on Untappd since I check into everything. But for that reason, we wanted to give it a shot.
And they had plus, it's something very different. They had a decent amount. I think this was the only one they had in singles.
Right, yes. Accurate.
But they had maybe 4 or 5 selections.
Yeah, they had a decent amount. So, okay, 12-ounce can. Let's get into it. Did you say the ABV?
5.7.
Yeah, that sounds good. There we go. All right. I do like a nice dark lager sometimes.
Yeah.
You know? It's been a while. We really haven't had a dark lager in quite some time.
Yeah, and it has been a while.
It can be real nice. All right, let's see what we got here. Yeah. I mean, it looks brown. It looks like a brown ale, basically. Yeah. Which, you know, no surprise there. If you put it up to the light, you can kind of see it's kind of like orangey brown.
Like red.
Yeah.
It has a very light nose.
Oh, yeah. It's very light, but it's very, like, crisp, clean type nose, which I'm down with.
Very bready.
Yeah, it's a good way to put it, for sure.
Bready, malty.
Yeah, I just smell grain. It's just like,
but it smells, like, crisp and clean, too.
Yeah. Little sweetness in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like a light, roasty honey. Yeah, like one of those kind of darker honeys. I know sometimes when you have, like, different flowers that the bees are pulling from, you can get some, like, darker, more rich note honeys, and that's what this kind of smells like honey-wise.
Having in for a sip. It's good. It's nice and light and refreshing.
Oh, that's, like, very easy drinking.
Yeah.
Very easy.
But not in a bad way.
Yeah, no. Ooh, and there's this really nice roastiness that kind of pops up at the end.
I mean,
I love that.
Again, it's one of those beers that tastes how it smells. Like, you're getting a lot really of the breadiness.
Yeah, definitely.
A little sweetness, the malt.
The bitterness is a lot more serious on the end than I thought it would be based off the nose. I didn't really perceive much of any bitterness on the nose, but it's pretty bitter in comparison. It's not like it isn't really bitter, but I'm saying in comparison to the aroma.
For me, the sweetness plays a little bit molasses-y.
That's a good pick. Yeah, I could definitely see that molasses.
I mean, it's not like super sweet, but there is a little sweetness in it.
And one of the interesting things, because I'm thinking like the roastiness on the finish that I'm really enjoying about this beer, paired with what you were saying about that breadiness on the aroma, I feel like it tastes a little bit like toast in a sense.
Okay.
There's like a slight toast note, but it's really good.
It's really tasty.
Kind of sweet, not too sweet. Sessionable, extremely. The ABV's right for that. Mm-hmm. This is a really nice beer. Very easy but flavorful.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. Maybe we need to do more Von Trapp.
Yeah, I definitely want to open more Von Trapp.
Yeah, let's look into
look up what we had by them.
Yeah,
curious.
I can do that. I'll look it up. Well, While I do that, did you want to talk about what our second beer is going to
be? Yeah, so while our first beer was a low ABV, I had to look up this ABV on Untappd, and I'm pretty sure it's 9%. Oh. So, this liquor store just started getting Tired Hands, and Tired Hands is out of Ardmore, Pennsylvania, like right outside of Philly.
Well, that's just Maryland in general. Okay. Just started getting distribution of Tired Hands. Tired Hands was only being distributed in Pennsylvania for a while. And actually, they were doing home delivery in a lot of Pennsylvania. So, yeah.
Anyway, this is their Guava Double Milkshake IPA. And it's a beer, obviously, with guava and lactose. And it is a collaboration between Tired Hands and Omnipollo. Wow. And it's a 16-ounce can.
Okay. Well, it appears that I cannot check what beer we had because Untappd is not working.
Oh, really?
Oh, wait. There we go. Finally. I had, like, an error that came up and it said, it's not you, it's us. And I'm like, okay. Okay. Oh. But I was finally able to get it to go through. In. But it's very slow. Oh, we had a Rausch beer. We had a Rausch beer by them, and I gave it a 3.5 on Untappd, which is really high for me. it was called Stowe Style. Oh, Maple Rausch beer.
Oh.
I vaguely remember that now. Wow.
I remember having it and liking it and thinking we should drink more. But then really saw any, but I never looked for it either.
Yeah, I think we got to go down this rabbit hole of Von Trapp now, maybe.
Yeah, and they're 12-ounce cans, which, we have a soft spot for 12-ounce.
Yeah, big plus there. This is the artwork on this is very, like, Omnipollo-ish.
Yeah.
Which, Omnipollo is out of
Sweden?
Denmark, I think. I think Denmark. Yeah, I want to say Denmark. Anyway, you might hear something weird because I'm rolling it on the table. Because things that have sediment, like fruit sediment, you should probably roll first. Okay, here we go.
Had I known this was 9%, I don't know if I would have picked this.
Wanted it? Yeah, I know.
But
we'll see. I mean, I'm hesitant on it because, I mean, we don't usually drink beers that are that high. Sometimes. But when it's, well, one of my big hesitations with it is 9% for an IPA, especially like a milkshake IPA, that can get really out of control and be hard to cover up flavor-wise. But it's Tired Hands. They're very well established. They do a great job of milkshake IPAs historically. So, and Omnipollo, same situation. So,
I hope we like it because we have three more of them.
Yeah, we got a 4-pack. So, yeah, hopefully it's, yeah.
Okay.
It just looks very orange yellow.
Yeah.
It does smell great.
It does smell really good.
It smells ridiculous. That is a beautiful nose. Beautiful nose.
I don't know if I would pick out guava. It just smells tropical to me.
Yeah, there's a tropicality. But it's really interesting because, like, the guava is just kind of fusing into the normal kind of hoppy notes that you would associate with a hoppy beer. Because it definitely just kind of smells like hoppy tropical.
Yeah.
And then the guava is showing up in there. But it is giving it, like, this little bit of enhanced fruit with a little bit of tartness on the nose, probably from the guava. It's got to be the guava.
I'm getting some pineapple and mango.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little Vaseline-y. Sorry, I know that's not your thing. I'm okay with that in the nose and the flavor, but you're kind of sensitive to that one.
I'm not picking up on that, which is a good thing.
There's a nice sweetness to it. It's like this low-level sweet note, which I'm down with.
Mm. It's a little boozy, but it is tasty.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It's good.
Mm-hmm. There is a bit of an astringency on there.
Yeah.
I am not a fan of.
It's boozy.
So they did do a regular version of this that was 7.5.
Yeah.
And then this is 5. I think I would
This is 9.
Oh, that's right, 9. I don't know why I said 5. I was looking at the Von Trapp and it was 5.7, so.
I was like, no, this is definitely not 5.
Yeah, no. And it doesn't taste like that either.
It definitely tastes like 9.
I think I would prefer the 7.5 version. Oh my gosh,
I feel like the singular, the IPA version of this, not the double IPA, was probably so tasty.
Yeah, I'm not liking the fact that it's higher ABV.
It's okay.
It's, yeah, the more I'm drinking it, like, that alcohol is getting stronger.
It's building.
Yes, it is. It's starting to take over a lot more of what's going on with the beer. Because first sip, like, I was getting that guava. There's that, like, fruitiness to it. I was getting those really nice, like, hop notes. Now, as I'm continuing to go, the astringency is building from the higher ABV. The guava is dwindling.
Yeah, and you're just kind of left with the booze.
The booze, but also I am getting an okay hop quality in there, like a little bit of those, like tropical notes like you were talking about, a little bit of pineapple, maybe mango, and then that sweetness I was talking about.
You know, what's kind of weird about our, like, beer drinking is, like, normally we drink, like, 5, 6.5, or we drink, like, Black Tuesday.
Yeah, which is, like, almost 20%.
And then we're like, oh, 9% is too astringent, it's too boozy.
Well, but it depends on how you're doing it. Like, honestly, 9% in an IPA, probably pretty boozy. Like, and you're gonna taste that. The thing is, when we're having something like Black Tuesday, like, yes, it tastes boozy, but there's a really good backbone to the actual beer there that stands up to that flavor and what astringency does come through in it. I feel like this one, it's not quite there. Yeah. That backbone's not quite there. It's having a hard time. I just think that the ABV is unwarranted on this thing, and the 7.5 one is probably very tasty.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
This one's okay. It's not bad. I get a nice vanilla that's showing up as I'm continuing to taste it.
I wish the vanilla was a little bit more.
Yeah, I could see that.
But it's definitely there. It's kind of like on the last little sip you have in your mouth.
Well, I will say for me personally, like, as the astringency grows and the other notes are starting to dwindle, the vanilla actually is getting stronger.
Yeah, I'm getting, you're right. I'm getting more vanilla and less fruit.
So, like, that's nice, but overall,
yeah,
we don't need this ABV with this beer.
Yeah.
It's just not needed, but so I'm going to just say Von Trapp winner.
Von Trapp was the winner. For sure. Yeah.
Very good. Yeah, I want to go back now real quick. Oh, yeah. That's very tasty.
Yeah. We'll enjoy that.
Especially in comparison to this boozy one. Okay. Well, worth trying this stuff. Kind of bummed that we have three more of these guava milkshake beers.
Maybe we can... I mean, it's not bad, and for the right price, I see why people would like this.
Yeah.
I mean,
like you said, it's not bad.
It's not a bad beer.
I don't know. I don't want to drink 9% of something that tastes like this.
Yeah.
Like, not, like you were saying, it's not a bad beer. It's just, I want it to taste a lot better for 9%. Like, when you're going to go high ABV, it better be worth it. And this beer is not worth it.
Yeah.
For that ABV. But, you know, that's us. Other people, I'm sure, will really enjoy it, but.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks everyone for checking this out. We have more of these on the shelves going, coming up, at least three more, maybe four more.
Yes, definitely some breweries we haven't had before
too. Yes, yeah, excited about all that. So anyway, thanks everyone for checking this out. Until next time.
Keep it brutal.